Thank the Lord for the good singing, the good songs. I like them old songs. They do something to you. Don't get me wrong. I know there's some new songs out there that's nice, but you know them old songs got a testimony and a story behind them that just reaches way deeper. And I certainly appreciate them. I appreciate all the songs of Zion. When they're sung in the Spirit of God, they'll bless you and help you, and I thank God for them. Again, we thank God for another privilege of being here. We thank God for the opportunity we've had to bring the Word of God to you, and certainly we don't want to hurt anyone. We want to leave you better than we found you by the help of God. And so we seek God's face and certainly appreciate and love each one of you. I ask you this evening, would you turn with me to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. I want to read one verse of scripture in your hearing and then just speak to you a little bit out of our heart tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou shalt also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I want us to consider this subject tonight for just a little bit. You may say, Brother Wilson, what is it? Fight the good fight of faith. And if you fight the good fight of faith, Paul said you're going to lay hold of something. And he let us see, but I want you to notice tonight quickly with me, and we're going to get right in. Quickly with me tonight, when faith is spoken of, and it's spoken of many places, many ways in the Bible, if you'll study it, faith is spoken in many terms. But if you notice, whenever faith is spoken about, it's always spoken in terms of contending, fighting. Come on, you don't never find Jesus saying, I'm going to give it to you. No, but he let us see that if we're going to have faith, and you say, was it really that important, Brother Wilson? Well, Jesus asked this question. He said, when I come back, is anybody going to have it? And then go over and read in Revelation, and I'm not going there tonight, but in Revelation, when he wrote about the church of this day, he said, I want you to understand, I am. First of all, he wanted us to know who he was. He said, I'm the Alpha and Omega. In other words, I'm the beginning of this thing and I'm the end of it. And I'm everything in the middle. Come on. And then he went on and instructed us right down through there if you read that letter. But what was he doing? He was trying to bring to our mind in this day and time, I'm still God. I'm still God. I can still do what needs to be done. But I want us to see tonight, brothers and sisters, whenever faith in the Word of God is spoken of, there's always an effort. Whether it's contending, whether fighting here, whether working, whether striving, whether struggling, he let us know that faith is something we're going to have to work at. And we're going to have to work at it in such a way that if we miss it, we miss it all. Come on. And that's why, for just a little bit this evening, by the help of God, I want us to look. You say, why? Well, Paul, I believe, gives some very important instruction. When he said that words, fight the good fight of faith. I believe he was giving us some very good instruction. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Well, first of all, I believe you'll agree with me. We're living in a world that's a spiritual battlegrounds. Come on, we're battling all kind, and Paul let us know that in Ephesians. We're battling all kind of unseen forces. We're battling all kind of things. And then go to Revelation. John said that unbelief and fear would be some of the things that got a lot of people and caused them to end up in a fire that burned with brimstone, which is a second death. He let us see those are things that are adverse to our faith, that works against us. But Paul let us know that, brothers and sisters, if we're going to obtain it, it's something we're going to have to fight for. And that's why this evening I want you to look. Why? Every one of us, I believe tonight, know. Every one of us here that are real children of God, we're spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings, and not only are we spiritual, it's impossible because we're spiritual, it's impossible that we should hold ourselves, brothers and sisters, in neutral. Come on, if we're real children of God, it's impossible to stay neutral. and not only neutral, it's impossible to say, I'm going to stand apart from the conflict. Because we're in it. Come on. And that's why this evening we must stand either on one side or the other of the battle. And we must be arrayed for the battle. You say, Brother Wilson, kind of going back there, but David, when he went out there and Goliath was cutting up against the people of God, and you know what he did? He said, I just come down to shout for the battle. Come on, what? He was just letting them know he didn't have a defeated spirit. He knew what God had done. He said, the same God that did this and the same God that did this, it'll be the same God that'll do this. And so he let us see that faith was an effort. It was something that he worked at. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we must, as saints of God tonight, understand we're either standing on one side or the other of the battle. And as we see, you say, Brother Wilson, how can you say that? Well, Jesus said it this way. If you're not for me, you know the rest of it. He said, if you're not for me, you're against me. So he let us see that we're either on one side or the other. And that's why tonight, as saints of God, since we must be in the conflict, whether we want to or not, now listen to me, since we must be there, it behooves us tonight to make sure we're battling on the right side. To make sure we're battling the right things. You say, Brother Wilson, when we know as saints of God tonight, when we know we're on the right side, when we know we're doing what God wants us to do, brothers and sisters, he let us see, then our greatest importance is that we battle in the right way. Since we understand if we're going to keep faith and have faith, we're going to have to battle for it. And since we understand that, then the next thing we must see is we must battle in a proper method. We must use a proper method of warfare. You say, Brother Wilson, Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he let us know that since we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities and powers of evil, rulers of darkness. And you know what, brothers and sisters, he also let us know there that the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty through God. But what's he saying to us? It's strange that our weapons should not be a carnal weapon. Why? Because carnal weapons fight material things. But you know what? Spiritual weapons fight spiritual things. And that's why we must understand. But you know what he said? Which affect brothers and sisters one or the other. But what's he letting us see? Those spiritual weapons, he said, if you get them, those spiritual weapons, they can be mighty through God. God makes them mighty. And that's why tonight, for just a little bit, I want you and I to consider, by the help of God, some of our spiritual weapons. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Man, we got an arsenal like you ain't ever seen. Come on, I told my church a couple weeks ago, I said, listen, when you got God and you got Jesus Christ and you got the Holy Spirit and you got the saints of God all going for you, how can you lose? Come on, if you want, you may lose if you want to, but if you look, man, I got God for me, I got Jesus for me, I got the Holy Spirit for me, I got every true saint of God saying, hurrah, hurrah, we want you to win. You know what? How can we lose? But we're in a battle. We're in a battle, and we must understand. And that's why this evening, by the help of God, I want us to look. One of the first things I want to bring up, brothers and sisters, that every one of us tonight as saints of God must understand, one of the great outstanding facts, maybe I should say it this way, one of the great outstanding facts of the battle of life is the necessity, brothers and sisters, that you and I, if we're going to have faith, we're going to have to battle for it. Come on, why? We got an enemy that don't want us to have it. We got an enemy that wants to defeat it. And you know what? If he can't defeat it, he wants to trim it down just so close that we can't get nothing done. Come on, we must understand where we're at tonight, saints. And that's why I want us to look. You say, why, Brother Wilson? I thought this afternoon as I observe and I travel around and I watch, brothers and sisters, I observe some people's method of trying to fight this Christian warfare. some people's methods of trying to go against the enemy. Brothers and sisters, it seems to me that almost, brothers and sisters, that rather they're trying to fight unbelief, or they're trying to fight doubt, or they're trying to fight fear instead of fighting for faith. And you know what? The enemy wants to turn us. The Bible said that. The enemy will turn us into something else if he can. If he get us so busy fighting unbelief or fighting fear, we forget to fight what we're supposed to fight. And that's why, as saints of God tonight, we must look. You say, Brother Wilson, instead of tonight, brothers and sisters, being in the fight with confidence and having confidence, brothers and sisters, that God will see us through. The Word of God promises that if we'll stay true to Him, He'll be more than true to us. And the Word of God tells us that stuff. So when we're in the battle, we can draw some confidence. We can draw some trust. But let me tell you something tonight, if we're not careful, too many tonight, instead of being confident and having confidence in the battle, brothers and sisters, that having true faith will give you, the enemy's caused them to allow unbelief to do this, and fear to do this, and brothers and sisters worry to do this. And you know what? It's hard to get over those things and trust God when you got all these things in front of you. Amen. That's why I want us to see, brothers and sisters, the enemy tonight would like to make every one of us, he would like to have all of us fearful. He'd like to get all of us, have unbelief start working on us. Come on. He'd like all of us, brothers and sisters, to feel, he's not doing like he used to do. God's not working like he used to do. Speak for yourself. Come on. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Because, brothers and sisters, the enemy's working today. And what we must realize, if we're going to have faith, we're going to have to fight for it. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, too many today are in the battle of life. They're in the fight of faith. But too many of people today, the enemy so worked on them, they've got them so messed up that, brothers and sisters, they're not certain they're going to win. Come on. They're not certain. You say, Brother Wilson, I remember growing up, we used to sing, I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side with Jesus. Though hot may be the fray, my soul can boldly say, I'm on the winning side with Jesus. Who was with Jesus? Come on. And that's why, brothers and sisters, but the enemy so worked people today that, brothers and sisters, being honest now, they're really not certain they're going to win. They're really not certain they're going to overcome. And you say, Brother Wilson, all you got to do is listen to the little innuendos. Right. They may not come right out and say it in words, I'm going to lose. But to say, I got my doubts. I don't know what's going to happen. Whenever the enemy gets us on that pattern, come on, we're losing the battle. And that's why, brothers and sisters, they're never certain. The enemy don't want us to be. But when he starts to work, they're never certain that their method is going to prevail. They're not certain that salvation's going to win in the end. They're not certain that all that. And you know what? Brothers and sisters, with all the trembling, with all the uncertainty the enemy wants to bring, brothers and sisters, they go through life. They go through life supposedly living for God, hoping, I trust so, I hope so. And you know what? Brothers and sisters, sometimes when they're in the conflict and the conflict's coming at them and they shrink, brothers and sisters, and they fall, and you know what happens? All of a sudden, God rescues them. And they think, man, that was just a good fortune. I just got lucky on that one. No, you didn't get lucky. God kept his word. Come on. But what happened, brothers and sisters, when they start to shrink, they look for ways to evade. Come on. Instead of battle. And that's why, brothers and sisters, they're filled. They end up being filled with fear. They end up being filled with worry. They end up being filled with unbelief. And you know what, brothers and sisters, whenever those things start to work, the outcome's never good. But what I want us to see tonight, sometimes, brothers and sisters, the enemy will co-work on people. And brothers and sisters, we all been honest, but if we be honest, we all been in spots like this where sometimes they just fight out of desperation. Come on, Paul said, it's like somebody just beating the air. They're just fighting out of desperation. But you know what? They fight out of desperation and they win. Why? Because God's faithful. But you know what? Brothers and sisters, when they see they've won, they're even surprised. Man, I can't believe it happened. I can't believe it happened. Why? They weren't looking for it. And they see, brothers and sisters, they were almost sure they were going to lose a battle. They were almost sure it was going to happen. Defeat was coming their way. But you know what? Somehow they won. Somehow they became an overcomer. And you know what? Tonight, saints of God, I know God's faithful and I know God's good. But let me tell you something. This is no way to win your life. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Those kind of victories, whenever they surprise you, whenever they come and you're not looking for them, brothers and sisters, they, whenever they surprise you, those kind of victories won't give you much courage for the next conflict. And it's going to come. Those kind of victories don't give you much courage to face the next battle. And that's why I want us to see tonight, as saints of God, we got weapons we can trust that'll see us through and be to us everything we need. But you know what? When we go through a trial and we fight in desperation and win, brothers and sisters, you know what happens? Be honest. You meet the next trial with the same fearfulness. You meet the same trial with the same attitudes. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, the same old unbelief, the same doubt works. And that's why, brothers and sisters, when this works, you listen to me tonight, or you just look around, brothers and sisters, you could tell, because you and I are supposed to have a joyful noise about us. We ought to have a joyful note in our song. Why? We're not singing the blues anymore. We're singing about a happy home over in heaven and a land we're going to one of these days where we're going to receive all the blessings of God throughout the ceaseless age of eternity. There ought to be a joy in the voice, in our note, and the voice of our song. But you know what, brothers and sisters, whenever the enemy comes along, he takes that joy out. Come on now, saints. And you know what happens? We start talking in terms. Oh, church, pray that I'll hold on. Oh, pray that I can stay in there. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with asking for prayer. But sometimes we need to realize we're in a battle. We're in a battle. You say, how do you know, Brother Wilson, the old song? Forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We shall conquer for the Lord or die. The foe's retreating. Press the battle on. That's why tonight, as saints of God, what we must understand, they do not. Whenever we allow the enemy to work on us this way, we don't face the future with confidence expecting victories. We don't expect God to do something. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, what happens when we fail to start expecting? God, I'm expecting you to do something. Come on. And when we fail to expect, brothers and sisters, what happens? The enemy takes advantage of us. And whenever he takes advantage of us, he'll continually haunt us with doubts and fears. He'll continually work on us. And that's why this evening, I want us to see, as saints of God, brothers and sisters, faith is one of the mightiest weapons we have. Faith is one of the mightiest things we have. You say, how can you say that, Brother Wilson? When our spirit is armed with faith, brothers and sisters, we can go confidently into any battle, and no greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that we can be overcomers through him. We know there's nothing that can outdo him. We know he's done fought the battle and won. We can go into it with confidence, knowing we're on the winning side. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we can expect. we're going to win. Come on. Too many people today, instead of expecting to win, I hope so. Come on. When brothers and sisters, the saints of God, we ought to expect to win. We ought to expect to enjoy the glories of heaven one of these days. We ought to expect to be with Jesus. Come on. But know what happens. Brothers and sisters, the enemy works. And little by little, he undermines us. He works on us. And what happens, brothers and sisters, we don't expect to be winners. And by not expecting, brothers and sisters, we know. We don't know what's going to happen. But I know by reading the Word of God that every one of us that are true children of God can know we can win the battle. We can win the battle because he said we could. And that's why, brothers and sisters, tonight I want us to see, yes, we may face an adversary. And brothers and sisters, we may face hardships and we may face trials. But let me tell you something. We can face that adversary, that trial with a calm confidence. You say, what is it? Brothers and sisters, that the indwelling power of God in our life is greater than any other power. That it's greater and has more ability than any other power. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, that's why he told us. God told us very plain, greater is he that is in you if you're a child of God than he that is in the world. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, it's our faith. It's our faith's claim, maybe I should say it this way, that's to be so. Then, you know what? When we claim it to be so, God will come along and make it so. Come on. You say, Brother Wilson, you read the Word of God. In the past, brothers and sisters, those prophets claimed it to be so. And you know what? God never let them down. And he's just the same today. He's just the same today. And that's why, brothers and sisters, I want us to see not only is faith one of the mightiest weapons that we have, but I also want us to understand we should have faith in God. Listen to me. We should have faith in God. You say, why? He's our leader. Come on, he's our leader. And you know what? Brothers and sisters, you study the Word of God. He's never lost a battle. He never had to recant. He's never led anybody into a dead end. He's never caused anybody to have to back up. Now, people, and we've had to back up, but it wasn't God's fault. No, he's a leader you can depend on. You can trust him. But you know what? As an army of God's people, and that's what we are, and brothers and sisters, we must understand that if the army does not have confidence in the ability and the courage of the leader, half the defeat is already there. Come on, half of the battle's already won. And that's why I say tonight, as the church of God, we need to have God rekindle our confidence in God as a leader. He's not let us down. He's not failed his church. He's been just what he promised he'd be. And that's why, brothers and sisters, but I want you to think, the most of us, I believe tonight, the most of us that are here, brothers and sisters, we have confidence in God's ability as a leader. As saints of God, we've got to have that. Come on. But not only do we have confidence in God's ability as a leader, but brothers and sisters, we have confidence in his power. We've seen the power of God. We know what God can do. But it also confident in his power. And then I know all of us trust his wisdom. Why? He's got it. But you know what? Brothers and sisters, and we believe, let me take it one step farther. And we believe that he's able to overcome our foes. Come on. But you know what? And I want you to be honest with me for just a minute. Excuse me. It's not so much his ability that we doubt today. Come on. It's not so much God's ability that we doubt. But where the enemy works on us today is when the question that confronts every one of us is, yes, God's able. God has the power. God has the ability. But the question that confronts us in this life is, will he use that power to conquer our enemies? Will he do it for me? Come on. That's where the enemy works on us. It's not, does God have power? Yeah, we know God's got power. But will God bring that power to me? Will he take care of this enemy, this foe that's working on me? And you say, ah, Brother Wilson, come on. We know by reading the Bible. We know by studying the Bible that he's made promises. He's made promise after promise that can be depended on. They're not changed. They're still the same. He made promise after promise. And while we know the promise, brothers and sisters, it's easy to believe in a general way. Now listen to me. That God will fulfill his promise. Come on. You go out and talk to people on the street. You can ask them, do you believe God's able to do this? Oh, yeah. You can ask them, do you believe that he's able to do it in this day and time? Oh, yeah, we believe God's God. But you know what? You press it just a little bit. And you know what you find, brothers and sisters? But when it comes to making a direct application, now listen to me, to the situation that you're in, or the situation you met, when you come to making a direct application, this is where faith sometimes fails. Come on, it's easy to believe when somebody else has got a problem. It's easy to say, oh, I know God can do it. But you know what? It's a whole different thing when it comes knocking on your door. When it comes over to your house. Come on. Why? It's easy to believe for somebody else. But when the situation comes home, come on, you say, ah, Brother Wilson, I'll tell you, a few years ago, when we were going through a tough situation, you know, about my little granddaughters, and we were going through a tough situation, that one was very low. And I was there with my son and daughter-in-law, and I was trying to encourage them, hold on to God. God's not going to let us down. He ain't brought us this far to fail us. They said, Dad, I remember my son saying, Dad, I want to, but will you do it for us? I said, yes. I don't even have to hesitate. That same God made eyeballs out of dirt, touched withered limbs, saved souls all down through the year. He's the one I'm talking to. And you know what he said? I don't change. What I did 20 years ago, I can still do tonight. What I did 50 years, I can still do tonight. All I need you to do is get a hold of me. And you know what? We got a hold of him. Gosh, God, to have mercy and help us. It wasn't just a few days. She come right out of there. She's doing as well as she can in the condition she's in. But you know what? It's a whole different thing. Go tell somebody else, hey, I know God will help you. But it's a whole different ball game when it comes knocking on your door. Come on. And that's why, church, I want us to see, I want to help us. Why? We're living a day and time when trials and tests and temptations are real. And you know what? If we don't have our faith rooted and grounded in God and realize we're going to have to fight for every inch of it. Why? We got an enemy that don't want us to trust God. He don't want to see God bigger. He don't want us to know that God's able to help us. So what's he do? Little by little, he gouging on our faith. That's why I say tonight it's a different ball game when it knocks on your door. And that's why, brothers and sisters, I want us to see when that enemy, when that trial or that foe comes your way, brothers and sisters, you must ask the question. Come on, let's be honest tonight. We've all asked it. Will God fight for me on this special occasion? Oh, I know what he did back there. I know what he did for somebody else. But will he do it for me on this special occasion? Come on. Will he come down where I'm at? Come on, saints. Will God help me now? Come on, we can't worry about next week. We can't worry about the past. We got to know, will God help me right now? I'm in need of it right now. When we asked, will God help me now? Brothers and sisters, will he really? Come on, saints, you know how the enemy puts thoughts in our mind, all trying to kill faith. And he come along and he says, will he really make his word real to me? Or will he fail me in this most critical moment? Come on. And you know what? Let me tell you something tonight, saints, and I'm not running nobody down. Don't nobody take me wrong. God knows my heart. But you got to watch in the time of trial. There's always a Job's comfort. He'll say, I knew something about something about something. And you know what happened to them? They had some of the same problems. They're out there in the cemetery. Come on. Come on. And then you know what the devil says? See, God didn't help them. And it's a work of the enemy. Why? We're battling for faith, saint. That's what's going to get us through. We got to battle for this thing. The enemy's real. He battles us. And that's why, brothers and sisters, you say, oh, Brother Wilson, you don't need to tell me about the promises of God. I can tell you tonight, the promises of God are true. They were true when he said them. They were true when they wrote them. They were true down through the annals of time. And they're still true tonight to every true child of God that'll look to him in faith, believing God's promises are true. And that's why we need to see them that way. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, that promise. Come on, you say, Brother Wilson, are they true? Yeah, that one. That one that relates to your particular need is true. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, you don't know what I'm going through. I know this, God made a promise for it. And whatever promise it is that applies to you and your need tonight, you write down right beside it, true. True. You say, why is it true, Brother Wilson? They were true when God said it, and they're still true tonight. They're still true tonight. And that's why, brothers and sisters, if they've been, you say, oh, Brother Wilson, they've been true to others. Well, they've been true to others. Come on, Jesus said, I'm the same. I don't change. If he done it for somebody else, he's got to do it for us. If they've been true to someone else, they'll be true to you. Come on, the promises are the same. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, God is not a respecter of persons. What he done for others, he'll do for you. And that's why I say, brothers and sisters, if they're true to us, if they're true to us, brothers and sisters, they're true to us now, as well as they were yesterday, as well as they were the day before, as well as they'll be tomorrow. They've been true and they'll always be true if you and I look to them that way. And that's why tonight, saints of God, I want us to see, it's so easy to think, well, God will help somebody else. Come on, in my ministry, I worked with a lot of people. And they'll say to me, Brother Wilson, preacher, oh, I know God had helped somebody else, but I don't know if he'll help me. That's what the enemy wants to do. Why, he wants to take your faith away. But you know what? If God did it for somebody else, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. All you got to do is beat the conditions. Just beat the conditions. That's why this evening, brothers and sisters, you say, oh, Brother Wilson, don't you know they're more worthy than I am? No, I didn't know that. I know all God's people are worthy of whatever God needs to do for them. Come on, he knows what we need, saints. He knows us better than we know ourselves. You don't think so? Just go over there and read. He knows our thoughts before we think them. Come on. Bible said he knows them afar off. Why? He knows what you're going to be thinking in the morning when you set up and start to get out of bed. Oh, come on. He's got them all. He got them all. Well, let me tell you something. If he knows that much about us, don't you think he really knows what we need? Don't you think he really knows what we need? And that's why I say tonight, brothers and sisters, you say, ah, oh, Brother Wilson, come on, saints, the enemy will come along, and he may not be able to take us out in the hell holes and the honky-tonks of this old world. But you know what he'll do? We can sit right in a church place where truth goes for service after service, and he'll undermine the very thing we need. Why? When truth goes forth, you know what? And I know nobody would get up and say this. I don't think they would. Oh, I think they're more worthy than I am. Oh, I think God would do it for them before they do it for me. Come on. And you know all the enemy's doing is trying to get you to feel God's a respecter of persons. And when you start feeling God's a respecter of persons, anything God says to you from then on has got to go by that statement. Come on. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, come on. I was preaching in a place a while back, and it was pretty tight, and I might have been getting pretty close. And I stopped, and I said, look, majority of you people, I don't even know your names. But I said, I know this. If you got the attitude that I'm preaching at you right now, there's no sense in me to keep preaching. I'm not preaching at you. I'm trying to help you get to heaven. But you know what? The enemy will come along. And when truth goes forth, well, he's after me. Or I wonder who he's after. Come on. But what's it doing? It's the enemy that wants to uproot. He wants to uproot. While he can't get you out there, he'll get you right in the house of God and work to destroy. Work to destroy. Come on. And that's why this evening, saints, I want us to see. But I want to, this brings me to my next point. As saints of God, we not only need to have confidence in our leader, but we must have faith in ourselves. Now listen to me tonight, as well as God. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, are you sure? Yes, brothers and sisters, every one of us ought to know ourselves well enough. Now listen to me, that we have faith in our integrity and our loyalty to God. Come on, if you can't trust yourself, how are you going to trust somebody else? Come on. You ought to have enough confidence in your loyalty and your integrity that I'm going to live for God. I'm going to live for God. And that's why, brothers and sisters, I want us to see. You say, well, Brother Wilson, how do you know? How do you know whether you have integrity? How do you know whether you have loyalty? I'll tell you how you do it. You ask yourself some questions. You say, Brother Wilson, you talk to yourself? Somebody asked me the other day. He said, Brother Wilson, you talk to yourself? I said, well, sometimes people probably think I do, but I'm not always talking to myself. I'm running off some kind of enemy that wants me to think the wrong thing. And you say, well, you talk to him? I said, well, didn't Jesus? Come on. And I'm no better than he is. Come on. Jesus looked at that and he said, get behind me, oh boy. Come on. And you know what I found in my own Christian life? Sometimes I have to say, hey, you know, I'm not interested in you. I ain't interested in what you got. I ain't interested in what you got to say. Get lost. Come on. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Because if we're going to have loyalty and integrity to God, you say, how do you know? Well, we can ask ourselves, do I really mean business for God? Do I really mean business for God? You say, ah, Brother Wilson, come on, saints. Do. Or maybe I should say it this way. Have I thrown myself unreservedly on God's side in this battle? For the truth and the right. That's the side of the battle I'm on. I throwed myself unreservedly. Not only have you thrown yourself, but do you intend to have your soul, brothers and sisters, with all it's got to fight the good fight of faith? You say, Brother Wilson, what I'm talking about checking our integrity, checking our loyalty in this Christian life. Do we really tonight, as people living in the day and time we're living, really have it settled that we're going to do what's right? No matter what comes my way, I'm going to do what's right. Come on. You say, why? Because if you'll think, so many today want to do what's right. Come on. But you know what? They're not sure that they will do what's right. Come on. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, yeah, I believe there's many today in our world that wants to do what's right. But you know what? They're not sure they can do what's right. And you know what? I have to tell them, you can't by yourself. You need some outer higher power. Come on. And that's why, brothers and sisters, they mean it, but they constantly afraid they're going to fail in doing something. Constantly afraid they're going to do something that's not right. And let me tell you something tonight, dear ones, this is not faith. No, faith is that assurance. By the help of God, I can make it. I can make it. And that's why, brothers and sisters, I say tonight, church, come to a place where you got some confidence in yourself. Have some confidence in yourself. You say, why, Brother Wilson? Not only in your loyalty, not only in your integrity, but in your purpose to serve God. Have some confidence in it. I'm going to do the best I can by the help of God. But, brothers and sisters, but also, not only in your purpose, your ability, but I say tonight, also in your ability to do it. I'm going to serve God. How am I going to do it? By God's help. By God's help. And that's why, brothers and sisters, you can do it just as well as anybody else. I've talked with young people. I've worked with middle-aged people. And they told me, oh, Brother Wilson, I want to be able to live a Christian life like so-and-so. Like this person does. And you know what I say to them? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? You say, why do you have to say that, Brother Wilson? Because the Bible said you can do whatever they do. Why? Same God. Come on. Amen. Come on. And that's why, brothers and sisters, what happens? The enemy comes in, and be honest tonight, the enemy comes in, that doubt, that fearfulness starts to work. And brothers and sisters, what's it do? First thing you know, it's hindering you from believing I'm going to win. I'm going to see this happen. And that's what the enemy wants. If he can get a little patch of doubt, a little patch of fear, a little patch of what if, he can take you wherever you want to go. He wants you to go. And that's why tonight, brothers and sisters, by God's help tonight, church, we need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of those things. Why, brothers and sisters? And when you get rid of those, you can start to develop yourself. You can start to develop yourself. Why? I'm not saying get overconfidence in yourself. No, you need to always know where your help comes from. But you can develop some confidence in yourself where you can depend on yourself. I know by God's help, I'm going to do what's right. Come on. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, but our true confidence tonight depends upon God helping us. Not only God helping us, but that arm, brothers and sisters, that he can reach that gives courage and trust and help right in the hour of need, the scripture says. That's where it comes from. Then last of all, we as saints of God, we must have confidence in our weapons. You say, Brother Wilson, what do you mean our weapons? Don't you know the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal? Yeah, and I'm not going to bring up no carnal weapons. But you know what? We got some big ones. You say, Brother Wilson, what is it? First of all, we got the big bomb. Prayer. Come on. There's been more situations blowed right out of the water by just some old-fashioned prayer. Come on. I know you don't hear it much anymore, but growing up, some of the older saints will know, they used to sing, let's just steal away and pray. Steal away and pray. Then Brother Myers used to sing that song, I'll just pray till I pray. Come on, letting us see, brothers and sisters, some of the strongest weapon we got is prayer. Why? Man, you can be in the midst of a storm, everything all blowing around you, and just say, God help. Boom, he's on the scene. Come on. But you know what? Be honest with Brother Wilson tonight. The enemy today wants to say, oh, there's no use in praying. You done told him about that. You done asked the church to pray about that. But you know what the Bible said? He didn't say, just ask. No, he said, asketh. Look it up. That means many times. Seeketh. Don't just once, over and over again. After you ask him the first time and it's not done, ask him again. You say, how do you know, Brother Wilson? Because remember the story about the unjust judge? and the widow, he said, look, I usually wouldn't, this wouldn't even bother me. I wouldn't pay a bit of attention to this. But man, her off coming. Come on. Her off coming. What? I can see that old widow over there. Everyone go, judge, you got to do something for me. And you know what he said? I usually wouldn't bother me. But you know what? Her off coming's touched me. And you know what Jesus said? I want you to hear what the unjust judge said. What the unjust judge say? It wasn't what the widow said. He wanted us to hear what the unjust judge said. He said, look, normally I wouldn't do anything, but because you continually come, I'm going to do something for you.
Right.
And why did Jesus say, I want you to hear what he said? He was trying to get a message to us. Right. Our constant bombarding of him will get a response. We have the weapon of prayer. Brothers and sisters, we have the weapon of his word. Come on. What? Enemy comes in, causes fear and doubts on you. You just steal away. And you know what? You get in that word, and God opens up some reinforcement. Yeah. You say, I don't believe it. You know why? Prophet Jonah thought he was by himself. He thought he was done in. But you know what? He got some word. And when he got the word, he looked up. And man, the whole hills were full of people fighting for him. And that's the way it is with us, saints. The enemy will try to get us off in a corner. Try to put the knockout on us. But we steal away to the weapon. And we find out, hey, you're just little stuff. Look what I got with me. Come on. But you know what? The enemy don't want us to use that weapon. He wants our faith to get weak. Come on. Come on. Oh, the first twos went good. Pray for me, brother. We got the weapon of worship. Come on. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, why you guys always bring this up? I've never brought it up here, so I'm a first timer, so don't get upset with me. But it's a weapon. You say, how do you know it's a weapon, Brother Wilson? Well, let me ask something to you. How's come you have such a hard time getting here? Come on. You don't have no trouble running to the grocery when you want to. I bet Brother Decker's never had a one of you call him on Monday morning and say, oh, Brother Decker, will you remember me in prayer? I just don't think I can get out of bed and go to work today. Come on. No, man, when that alarm goes off, I'm going to make money. I'm after it. But you know what? If we ain't careful, come Wednesday night. Well, you know that toenail of mine. And I hope I picked something nobody had problems with. I probably didn't. That's my luck. You know that toenail of mine, it ain't. Well, didn't you work today? Yeah, I worked today, but you know, this, I come home and sit down in the easy chair and put it up and it feels pretty good. And what happened? That weapon got whipped. Come on. How about the weapon of fellowship? Come on. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, don't you know that song they sing, One Man and God's a Majority? Yeah, I know that. But you know what? He didn't make us all majorities. He made us to enjoy fellowship with one another. We draw strength, the Bible said, encouragement, help, light. Come on. But you know what? Come on. The enemy take us right away from it. Then you know what he does? Whittles a little more faith out of us. We got to battle it. Come on, we got to battle it. And that's why, brothers and sisters, our weapons are mighty through God. God, brothers and sisters, in his word, has told us how to win. He's let us see how to win. And you know what? Just assuredly, as you and I will follow the instructions and trust him for the results, he'll cause you to wear a victor's crown, the scripture said. He'll cause you to be an overcomer. And that's why, brothers and sisters, tonight, what we must understand, and I'm about done, is our cause tonight, this battle of faith, is a righteous one. Listen to me. It's a righteous one. And you know what? Brothers and sisters, have faith in that cause. What? It's a righteous cause. It's a righteous thing. What I'm living for, what I'm working for, what I'm battling for is a righteous thing. And we need to have confidence in it. We need to have trust in it. And that's why I say this evening, brothers and sisters, but remember that you cannot win unless you put faith in your fighting. Remember what Paul said. You got to fight the good fight of faith. A good fight. You got to put it in there. And that's why this evening I want us, the saints of God, to realize. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, you really need to put faith in your fighting. Well, 1 John, the 5th chapter and 4th verse, John said this. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. What's the victory that overcomes the world? Your faith. Come on, it's your faith. And that's why this evening, saints of God, let's just get down where we're at. This is why the enemy's fighting us. This is why the enemy don't want you and I to have faith. Why? It's what makes us overcomers. Or Paul said in our text, it's what will get us to that eternal reward. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, we must understand, believe. Listen to me, saints. If you're a real child of God, living for God tonight, I want you to believe you can win. I want you to believe you can be an overcomer. I want you to believe God has made a way. If you'll follow it, you can have victory right in this life and then enjoy a greater life ahead of you. And that's why, brothers and sisters, no matter tonight how weak you may feel, you say, oh, Brother Wilson, I'm so weak. Listen, no matter how weak you may feel, just remember this. Jesus said when you're really weak, that's when you can be strong. No matter how weak you may feel, no matter how strong the foe may be, no matter how strong you feel your enemies in attack, I want you to see no matter what may confront you as a child of God tonight, I want you to go into the conflict with the courage that is born in faith. God said it. I believe it, and that settles it for me. Come on. And you say, ah, Brother Wilson, all you got to do to back that up is get in the Word and find the promise that backs up your need and take right a hold of it. And that's why this evening, as saints of God, we must understand, we must believe that God will give us victory. Come on, we must believe. Why? The Word of God promised it. How many thousands of saints of God's went on with victory? How many of you know's living with victory? God's promised it and he's made it available. But we got to contend for it. We got to fight for it. And that's why this evening, brothers and sisters, as saints of God, by the help of God, don't consider defeat at all. Come on. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, I instruct my newborn converts when the enemy comes in and they tries to discourage you, and he will. Whatever you do, don't consider giving up. We live in a day and time when the first thing comes, every first thing everybody wants to do, I guess I'll just give up. Come on. I tell them, look, whatever you do, you may get knocked down, you may get a black eye, but don't give up. Why? God's made you a winner. He's made you a winner. He promised you to be a winner if you look to him. And that's why I say don't consider giving up. But you know what? Let your faith mount up. You say, Brother Wilson, how's your faith mount up? When the enemy comes in and says, hey, you ain't going to make it. This is too big. you must respond to him with, I can win. I can be an overcomer. Why? God promised it. I have hundreds of saints that I know that have already showed me it's possible. They're my living testimonies. Or the Bible called them that cloud of witnesses. And that's why we can do it. In God, I will be a conqueror. I will be an overcomer. Throw away, saints of God, tonight, listen to me. Throw away the doubts. Throw them away. They're of the devil. Come on. Throw them away. Throw away, brothers and sisters, those things that wants to hold you back. Make an end to them. Come on. You say, Brother Wilson, what do you mean make an end to them? The enemy might have defeated you along that line before, but make an end to them by night. He ain't going to defeat me again. I know God made me a winner. I know God can make me what I need to be. And you know what, brothers and sisters, if you'll do that, then trust God. Trust God. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, I didn't know what was going to happen. I've been there a lot of times. But you know what? I found something in God's word that fit that situation, and I held right on to it. I remember one time I went through a situation, didn't know how I was ever going to get out of it. Thought, oh, it was the end of me. And I found one day, in the word of God, studying God's word and feeding, trying to find what I needed, I found in there where God said, hey, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen my children begging for bread. And he said, if they've never seen it, it won't happen. And you know what? I got courage to get up and go on in the battle. And one right after another, God gave us victory after victory after victory. And you know what tonight, saints of God? He'll do the same for you. But you know what? Greater than all that fighting tonight, in closing, we have to fight for that faith. I think you understand that. But greater than faith is that eternal. Look what he said. He said, fight the good fight of faith. But why does he want you to do it? That you may lay hold. I don't know about you, but that's the greatest desire in my life, is to lay hold of that eternal home one of these days. Come on. But what Paul instruct us, church, tonight to see, if we're not careful, the enemy can little by little whittle us down. Come on. And you know what? Before long, instead of us having the confidence, I know God's going to see me through, he'll start with question and doubt. And once he gets inroads of question and doubt in your life, you say, oh, Brother Wilson, are you sure? The Bible says fear is followed by unbelief. And unbelief, unless God delivers people, sometimes consumes them. And that's why tonight, brothers and sisters, I want us to see we've got a fight to fight. And the reason we're fighting it is we want to gain hold on that eternal thing. That eternal home. That eternal life. And that's why tonight, as saints of God, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And that's why this evening, we must understand as people today, we're in the real world. We're going to have battles. We're going to have trials. We're going to have things come our way. But I'm glad with all those things, God said, I have sufficient. Sufficient. You say, what's sufficient, Brother Wilson? Enough. Come on. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, me and my wife, our children have all grown and gone out on their own, got their own homes, their own kids. Sometimes, at supper time, they'll stop by. And we'll be getting ready to eat. And my wife will say, do you want a bite? And they'll say, well, Mom, do you have enough? And she'll say, I got sufficient. what? Well, she's saying, I got enough to take care of you. Well, that's what Jesus said to us. We're his children. Come on. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, yeah, I tell him all the time, it's just your boy. It's just your boy. And you know what he said? I got sufficient. Whatever I need, he's got sufficient. Amen. You say, what's sufficient? Well, there are a lot of different examples in the Bible, and I can't get into all of them. But I can tell you one. He took a little boy's lunch and fed 5,000 plus women and children, then carried away 12 baskets. Was that sufficient? Huh? Come on. And all he's saying to us, church, you're in a fight. There's an enemy, an adversary that don't want you to have faith. Don't want you to see God able. Don't want you to see God big enough. And you know what? If he can whittle you down in your thinking, he can soon whittle you down in your ability to believe. You say, ah, Brother Wilson, I told a lady the other day I was working with, she was telling me all these things, all these problems. And she said, Brother Wilson, she said, I've told God. I said, what'd you tell him? She said, I told him about all these problems. I said, well, let's try this. She said, what's that, Brother Wilson? I said, why don't you start telling your problems how big God is? Say, hey, I know a God that did this. My God did this. My God was able to do this. Come on. But you know what happens, saints? Let's be honest. We get to telling God, oh, God, you see it and you know all about it. And we're telling him all about what he already knows. He probably knows more than what we're telling him. You know, everything don't respond in our time. So pretty soon the enemy comes along, cuts a little more faith out of us. Well, God must not be going to do that. Come on. And all he's doing, saints, listen to me, is little by little, he's causing us not to get what's ours. You say, what do you mean, Brother Wilson? He said, whatever we need. Healing, that's children's bread. Help, that's what he's here for. Saving souls, that's what he died for. Come on. It's already available. But what's he done? The enemy today has little by little whittled us away. And that's why tonight I ask you, how are you doing in your fight for faith? Have you allowed the enemy to back you off? Or is your cry forward, forward? God, I know you can do all things. What? Not only does your word teach me, but I've seen some examples. I've seen what you're able to do. And I know you don't change. So I know if you've done it, you can still do it. But I know where the hard part, I know where the smart part is. I'm going to have to get to where I let you do it. Come on. Come on. You say, oh, Brother Wilson, let him. Yeah. We can ask him to do something, then get up from prayer and go tell him how to do it. Come on. Well, if we knew how to do it, why didn't we just go take care of it? Come on. And that's why this evening, all I want us to see tonight as the church is the enemy wants to little by little taking away what's ours. I don't want him to have it. I don't want him to have it. I want to see people healed. I want to see people saved. I want to see people encouraged. I want them to grow stronger. How's it going to do it? We're going to have to battle the battle of faith. We're going to have to fight for every inch of it. But you know what? Every inch we get, we'll enjoy. There's a blessing with it. And that's why tonight I asked you as a saint of God, how you doing in your battle? How you doing in your fight? Paul said you got to fight the good fight. And you know what? I think if it's a good fight, there's hardly a time you can take off. you're going to have to be battling him all the time. Why? If he can get you to relax at one time or one point, brothers and sisters, that's all he needs. He'll come right in. Are you able to battle with victory tonight? Or in the honesty of your heart, God tonight has let you see, I need to fight in a greater way. I need to take what's mine in a greater way. Not somebody else's. I need to take what's coming to me. God promised it to me. And I need it to be successful, to make that eternal home. Let us stand. Heavenly Father, in this evening, we did our best to bring what you brought to our hearts.